Good morning. I would just like to say right now I'm very nervous, so just bear with me. This is my first time preaching by myself, so just bear with me. Know that I'm going to try my best. So I wanted to talk about today my adoption and how that has benefited my life and my story and how that has overall built my walk with my faith. If you don't know, I'm adopted. I was adopted at 9 months old in Kazakhstan, which is all the way across the world. So that's kind of cool. But I have never had a very smooth path with faith. I feel like I've always semi-struggled with it. I feel like a lot of people talk about how great their walk with faith is and like how it shaped them. And yes, it has for my life, and I will get into that. But for most of my life, I've struggled. And that's not something that's super easy to talk about because you always want to hear about the good. So I feel like that's something that I would like to speak on a little bit just to show both sides of the story. I've struggled with my mental health. It's been very hard for me to trust him because I feel like a lot of times in mental health, you feel like you're like, why is God making me feel this way? Like, why is he letting me go through this? I've had struggles with friend groups. I've walked in the wrong path of friends and ideas and different things like that that have been kind of hard for me, especially as a pastor's kid. I feel like a lot of people don't understand that as a pastor's kid, you have this overwhelmingness of feeling like you need to be perfect and feeling like everybody's eyes are on you always. So you have to make all the right decisions. You have to be the most perfect Christian. You have to be on fire for the Lord all the time to fit that group. But I will say, this church has made me realize that it's not like that. And I don't have to be perfect. You see me sitting in my corner every single Sunday because that's where I'm most comfortable. It's not that I don't like you guys or that you guys smell. Like, that's not the case at all. That's just where I'm comfortable and I like to stay back there. And you guys have really accepted me in who I am. You guys have seen me with my mental health. You've seen me at my very highest with the Lord. You've seen me at my very lowest, you know? And that's something I'm very blessed to have in this church, is having open arms no matter where you are in your walk. And I want to say that that's been a very special thing for me. I feel like that's something that isn't talked about enough, that our church is super welcoming. And no matter who you are, or if it's your first visit or your 100th visit, you're going to be walking in and you're going to get hugs and you're going to get hellos and you're going to feel welcome no matter what, which I appreciate. Which I kind of want to go into Psalm 68, verse 6. It says, God provides homes for those who are deserted. I feel like our church really gives that idea sometimes, where no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing on a Sunday, and you just have this feeling like you need to walk in, this is our home, you know? And I think our church does very, very well with that. And I want to say that I appreciate every single one of you, online, in person, anything. You guys do an amazing job at welcoming anyone. I want to talk about how God is working in my life now. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm like everywhere and I'm not talking at the best, but God is working in my life. With me being a business owner, I would have never imagined me being an esthetician and nail tech and being in my room and being able to bring people to the Lord and talk about the Lord and be able to have that be a sanctuary for him in a way. I pray over every single one of my clients. I get to really speak about everyone. And I think that's really great. I've brought many people to this church that have been my client. And I think that's such a blessing to me that God has given me that opportunity to be a business owner, do the big things, but also work through him. I definitely am at a better point with the Lord now than I was probably a year ago. If you guys don't know, my boyfriend Carter, he sits in the back with me. He has been my 100% backbone to the Lord. He has brought me way closer to him. We do Bible studies and different things like that together. He's shown me that the Lord is working in ways that I would have never imagined. And I'm very, very thankful for him because the Lord did bring me to him. And I'm very thankful for that. I also want to talk about in James 1, verse 27, it talks about religion that is pure and clean before God the Father is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained, perfect, all different walks, unstained from the world. Sorry, too many notes. But I think that's a really good verse because in James, you always know that he's talking about love one another no matter what. Love your neighbor, love everyone like that. And it kind of goes back to how our church is and how I feel like our church is very much love thy neighbor. Every single one of us, if you see somebody beside you or to your left or to your right, you're always welcoming. And I really appreciate that. And I think that's a good reminder is everyone has their own walk with the Lord. Even if we look like we're perfect and we're doing great with the Lord, you might be struggling, and that's okay. That's part of our walk with the Lord. And I don't think Jesus expects us to be perfect. Look at his disciples. He's always willing to have anyone in open arms, and that's something to always remember. So even in orphans and widows, love your neighbor. I feel like with my walk with the Lord, I choose God even when it's hard, or I try to choose God when it's hard. I know in the past I probably wouldn't, but I am trying. But oops, I just ripped my paper. It's fine. But you never know what direction God is leading you in until you're there. And that's something that I've realized with my parents, with my adoption, and this is why I hold my faith as close as I do now. When my parents were called to me, they didn't know a direction. They didn't know what Kazakhstan was. They didn't know, like, where to go. They didn't know how they were going to raise the money. They didn't know anything. But they had trust in him no matter what. And they brought me home 9 months later. They brought me home at 9 months old 2 years later. So they found out about me 2 years before I was born. And I really hold that close to me now because how is that not God, you know? How do you think to yourself, oh, you have a daughter in Kazakhstan, not even knowing where that is, but 2 years later you bring her home before I was even born, you know what I mean? So, like, I think that's something that holds a lot of closeness to me. My adoption is truly the reason I return to the Lord every single time. I wouldn't be here today without him, you know? And no matter where you are or what you're doing, the Lord has a plan for you no matter what. And I know that this sermon for me is chaotic and I feel like it doesn't make much sense, but hopefully it some point of the sermon got across, if that makes sense. But yeah, thank you.